And similarly, what more can you tell me about Harry Smith? You mentioned him several times already.
Well, he's a very complex man, but very interesting. One of his virtues is he understood people. Not only was he technically competent, but he knew people. So he could put things together and make them work, and he did. Everybody liked Harry. Everybody knew him by his first name. Not only in engineering, but in the shop, people called him, or anywhere, Harry. The painter, the plumber, the carpenter would all call him Harry. And he would walk daily through the shop just to say hello to those people. And everybody, of course, admired him. He knew people. He could get results. So people worked that much harder just because they knew they were doing it for Harry. But he was great to work for, even at the early stages. That he didn't want to be a manager, by the way. He was a fellow engineer when he was hired, and he wanted to stay into the technology, just like I wanted to. But they forced him into management. And when they did, he was organizing his resignation party. He was going to quit, and he really was. So we had a resignation party. But he didn't. He took the job. Became supervisor and right. Manager, and of course, a great one. One of the funny stories.
Please. Go ahead.
More? Want another funny story?
Sure.
Okay. This, we can always delete it from tape later.
Absolutely.
While we were developing the pulse Doppler radar, I did the design and development work on the pulsed portions of it. Not the transmitter, but not the receiver, but the range track, the synchronizer, and those pieces who pulled it all together. And the range tracking required a very specific type of circuitry called an integrator, which means as you lose signal, you still want it to track the target and anticipate where it's going to be. So the integrator became a very important criteria in determining that capability. It was incorporated in the other radars, pulse radars of Westinghouse, like APQ-35 and the 41. They all had that capability, but the technology for integrating, mathematically, of course, is a perfect concept, but to do it electronically is difficult. And doing it with tubes, which was made solid state later, but this technology evolved over time, and there were two people at Westinghouse who really did a wonderful job in that arena. Dr. Clarence Glover, I don't know if he's one of your interviewees, and Dan Healy, two wonderful engineers, developed chopper-stabilized integrators and later did it in solid state. This is sort of building up my story. Mm-hmm. Now, remember we were building this pulse Doppler at the time on a shoestring. And looking into this super technology, Harry couldn't afford it. So he wouldn't let me go into exotic circuitry and put it into. He just said, let's show feasibility and stop there and worry about it later. Well, it was not the way to do things, I didn't think. So under the table, I was able to get a couple of these integrators from Dr. Glover and Dan Healy. And I put them in the circuitry. And of course it worked gangbusters. But Harry insisted I do the old way, which required tweaking, rebalancing continuously. And he says, don't worry about it. I'll come up to that penthouse every morning and tweak it and make it right. So what I did, and I didn't tell him this, but Dave Mooney knew it, I provided a potentiometer on the front that Harry would come and use it to tweak and make it right every morning. Well, there was no wires on that potentiometer. He did this for a month. Went up there and tweaked that system every day until I showed him, said, Harry, I thought he'd fire me on the spot, but no, he broke out laughing. So did everybody else. And by the way, I still hear that story from other people who feed it back to me. They think that was great.